Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
College football, full circle.
Boy, Kelly has got a lot of space on the outside right. Hayner to the end zone. Touchdown, Fresno State. Jalen Cropper and Jake Hayner is the natural.
But they're 8 seconds from having it all be worth it. And Thompson Robinson, this is going to be the play. This is it. Launching it. Deep down the field, into the mass, broken up, and Fresno State has won a game that will be remembered forever.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204. Game that'll be remembered forever, Joe. I'm sure with Fresno State Bulldog fans, it'll be remembered forever. The UCLA fans have already forgotten about it, Joe. That was a pretty good
Chip
cut
who?
At the beginning.
Chip who?
Joe, my man, good to be back with you. Of course, I was not with you yesterday. I know you and Rich did an outstanding job back in the saddle with Gopher the Two, the Encyclopedia of College Football. How are you, Joe Lisi?
Doing well. Doing well. This is the transition day, right? We start
yes.
gearing up for the weekend. Hopefully it'll be a little chillier here on the East Coast, and we can really kick these games out. And I went over the games early on, obviously on FanDuel, went over, you know, some spreads early on in different books, and it's shaping up to be a pretty good weekend, I gotta admit. You know, I'm really looking forward to these games over the next 2 days, and obviously even the late games on Saturday night, those games late night are going to keep us up, aren't they? They're going to keep us intrigued.
They always
involved.
Do.
I know, but even more so now. Even more so now. I'm starting to like a game at night.
See, there's a couple games. Like usually, obviously, I'm pretty much locked in on them all the time, Joe. But like, if I'm having a really good day, like I can at least put the head down, and if I fall asleep, it's all right because. No matter what's going to happen, if I've had a good day already, we can't be too destroyed by the late-night games. When I stay up really late and have to watch them all is when I'm having a bad day. When you're having a bad day, Joe, and then you're like, I got to win this one. You're up until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for these Pac-12 games to finish.
No, I understand. I watch them anyway. That's the thing, though. Good day, bad day, I watch them
That's why you're the man, Joe. That's why you're the encyclopedia of college football. That's why you take care of business.
You're showering me. Showering me with compliments. I appreciate that. I
missed
you yesterday,
buddy.
I missed you.
I did. I missed you as well, Joe. But now, like you said, we are back. We've transitioned now to where our full focus is on week 4 coming up this weekend. We do have a game tonight, Joe. We actually have two. I don't know if you got to play on Alcorn State and Arkansas Pine Bluff. If you do, Joe, please.
I know. It's like I took a stand on Alcorn State.
Before we get out of here. But I actually feel the main game tonight is very spicy. It's kind of intriguing to me with Marshall going to visit Appalachian State. App State -7.5 right now. Total of 58.5 in this game. Maybe we will see some points. But this game, I know it's not Power Fives, but this game actually has a little juice tonight, Joe. I like it.
Yeah, me too. Boone, Tennessee, right?
Yes.
I love the landscape there. It's
and
great.
Marshall coming off just an awful loss to East Carolina, Joe, at home, where they had that
Who
game.
Who saw that coming?
They had that game locked up. I mean, they were up 38-21 going into the fourth quarter, and they lose the game 42-38. So Marshall, only off a couple days of rest, now has to make the trip to Boone to take on App State. Very good game here tonight.
It is. It is. And which Marshall team are we going to see, right? Obviously, as their quarterback goes, Grant Wells, so do the Thundering Herd. He had a bad game in the second half. Two interceptions. You know, 433, yeah. excuse me, through the air. I looked at this line four times, and I'm like, I'm taking Marshall. Taking Marshall. Taking the points with Marshall. I'm not going to think about it. And then I'm like, you know, App State, they're more physical in the interior. That's the only thing. So I'm conflicted early on, but I still think I'm going to lean to Marshall and take the points in this ballgame tonight.
Yeah, I don't think that's where I'm at, Joe. I'm kind of down on Marshall after the way they yacked up that game to East Carolina over the weekend. This is the kind of game, now the hook scares me. If this was a flat seven, I'd feel a lot better. But seeing some 7.5s on the board, Joe, that kind of does scare me off of App State a little bit. I think I'm going to try to find a way to play this total tonight.
Well, you can get the 7 at BetMGM. I'm looking now, minus okay. 7, minus 115. With App State, totals flat, 59 at minus, juice to the over, minus 115.
See, yeah, FD has FanDuel's got a lower total at 58.5, and they've got 7.5 for App State at plus 100. So if you wanted to, you know, obviously lay that extra half, you get yourself a little plus 100 going with them. I think this is a game I'm going to go after the total tonight, Joe. I mean, we've seen points in these Marshall games so far. They're not scared to score, and they're not scared to not play any D. So I think this is, you know, under 60 for these two teams. I like that more than probably playing a side tonight, Joe, if I had to lean in this game.
Yeah, I don't like
You never go under. You never play the under, Joe.
No,
never.
Rare. It's rare. It's rare. I definitely cannot watch a game and bet an under. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, come on. You care? You don't root for punts?
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Joe, come on. I can't get your room for punts.
It's like you might as well just throw yourself against the wall 50 times if you want aggravation.
Hey,
what it is.
Sometimes you got to do it, though, Joe. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. When we come back, we start diving into all the games this weekend, some spicy ones in the early window. We talk about it on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So before we move on, it sounds like you don't have the biggest interest in this game tonight, Joe. I know you're going to watch it,
But from a betting perspective, you don't sound like you're very high on going back in either of these teams tonight.
Not really, but I'll take the points in this matchup. I might, you know, this is a perfect game to actually take in game because you could see how this game develops.
Yes.
And obviously, if I can catch Marshall maybe down 10-3 or this line blows out to like 10-12, I might take a shot then. I do want to watch the first quarter because I want to see how their mentality is. Marshall, in terms of are they coming out flat? Do they come out pumped up? Are they more, you know, PO'd that they lost last week, or are they coming out, we lost? And this Marshall team did this last year, right? Remember they were 20.5-point favorites against Rice? That was the hot Vegas game, too, the Vegas contingency.
Sharps.
Oh! That was Marshall. It was like, you know, it was coming down from the heavens. Marshall and Rice struck the upset, and then they just limped to the finish line last year. Even lost the bowl game, didn't cover. That total didn't cover. It was horrible for Marshall backers. So I want to see now when adversity hits, how does this team respond? That's the biggest thing for me, right? So I lean early on to Marshall. But like I said, if they fall behind 14-0, it could be obviously lights out, or, you know, they're going to show some backbone and fight their way back in it. 7 points is a lot, you know, especially in this type of ball game.
I'm with you. I think you said it perfectly. Let's get a little in-game here, because if Marshall got up, let's say, 7-0, I'd probably like to jump on the App State side under a touchdown at that point. So I think that that's probably the best spot to play this game coming up here tonight. Tomorrow night, Joe, we actually got a four-pack tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know.
Friday night games. Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders, getting 2.5 at the Miners. Charlotte, to start us off. Wake Forest is at Virginia tomorrow night. Big ACC game. Virginia coming off, giving up almost 60 points to North Carolina. Wake Forest has looked just as good as Joe Lisi wanted him to in the offseason when we talked about him. Getting 4.5 in Charlottesville with the monstrous 68.5 total. Liberty and Syracuse tomorrow night. Liberty beat them last year, of course. And they're 5.5-point
dog.
And they're 5.5-point favorites this year at the Dome against
Same
Syracuse.
Same place. It's not even a home and home. It's same
exact place. It's a 2-for-1, right? I think they're playing two in Syracuse and one at Liberty.
Yeah, so that's interesting in the sense of you got that line is low.
It is.
They abused them last year. Liberty was running at will.
This seems too easy. 5.5 seems too easy with Liberty.
It does. You know, the Carrier Dome has always had some crazy, zany games.
Yeah, but, there's no atmosphere there anymore.
No, I know, but I could see Friday night, Malik Willis and the crew. Is there anything out of Syracuse? Is there anything? There could be. See, that's how you have to approach these games. I'll tell you what. Out of all these games, this whole board that we've talked about so far, Charlotte, love Wake Forest, and this Liberty game is a head-scratcher. Because my heart says Liberty, but my gut is saying that line should be more.
Should be a touchdown favorite.
I know.
They should be a touchdown favorite over Syracuse, even on the road. Nobody cares about that football team anymore up there. Nobody goes to the games. There's not going to be any kind of student body atmosphere at the Carrier Dome tomorrow night, Joe.
We'll turn it on. It's a ruckus crowd.
The only reason why people should get excited and show up at the Carrier Dome tomorrow night is to hold up Fire Dino Baber signs. That's really the only that's really the only reason anybody should be at the game. So 5.5. Man, I want to jump on Liberty here. You're right. It scares you. That line makes you take a step back and go, why isn't this more? But I think sometimes, Joe, you just got to jump in and do it. And I feel like with Liberty tomorrow, that's going to be one that I'm just going to jump in and make it happen.
That's the way I feel with Charlotte, believe it or not.
Laying the 2.5 against the Blue Raiders? You feel that way as well?
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, I got to switch back and forth because I'm actually on BetMGM has -3. So I'll go back. You know, that's the one thing. I mean, I like Charlotte's running game. I think Charlotte, to me, can run the football. I don't know if Middle Tennessee State could stop the run. So that's the matchup that I want to see play out. So I give the interior line edge to Charlotte in this ballgame. That weight gain, the interesting trend about that, and we talked about Virginia with Brennan Armstrong, that I think is going to be a fantastic pro in a couple of years, underrated quarterback for the Cavs. Virginia has won 19 of the last 21 games at home.
Really?
They're actually 19-1 over the last 3 years under Bronco Mendenhall. That's how dominant they are at home as opposed to the road. Right. Now, I should have known that. You know, when I broke the game down last week with North Carolina, they were 4-0 straight up against North Carolina, 4-0 against the number, right?
Right.
They were only 2-9 as a road team the last couple of years. So, obviously, a much better home team than they are road. So, the stats favor Virginia. But if you watch this game last year, Wake Forest won this ball game by 20 points. You know, and that was when they didn't have an identity in terms of Armstrong was hurt in that ball game. They utilized Keaton Thompson. It was like a 21-14 game at one point, and then Wake Forest blew them out of the water in the second half. So I lean to Wake here because I think they are the better team. But, man, Virginia in the interior, he's such a difficult coach to go against at home.
Look, I like Wake Forest in this game tomorrow night, Joe. In fact, I think that they're worth probably a little money line play as well at plus 156 to win this game outright. I think that this is you mentioned it last year, ran away from them in the second half. I'll tell you what else. I think this total is a little high. I think that you're getting a high total because of the Virginia game last week against UNC.
Right. Which 68 I gave and a you half the key is, on, didn't I?
Yes, you did. No, you were all over the over in that game. But I feel like now, because of that game that Virginia played, I think that this number's maybe 3 or 4 points too high. I feel like this should be like 63, 64. I feel like it should be in the low 60s, not in the high 60s. Might be able to grab a good number here for the under, Joe. I know you don't like unders. You don't want to see punts. But I feel like under 68.5 in this game, along with Wake Forest, there's a couple of angles to take.
Yeah, there is. I mean, 68. I mean, you really need. I mean, 40-30 basically is what you're looking at, right? 40-30.
Yeah, but I feel like these two teams are a little closer than that. Like, I don't think that this is going to be some kind of track meet. I mean, is there going to be points? Yeah. It's not going to be a 13-10 game, but I feel like it's going to be like a 30-27 game. I feel like it's going to be that kind of a game where they get in the high 20s.
I could see that. You know, what about the Syracuse total? 54 and a hook.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, what did Liberty put on them last year? What was the final of it?
38-17, wasn't it? 38-17.
38-17. So that would be right on this number, 54 and a half. Right on the number, Joe. They're basically giving you that, right? They're basically giving you the number of last year's game. They're saying, can they go over it? Can they match that again? If that was the score of last year's game. They're asking you to match it or go under it or over it. I think you're right. I think 38-17 rings a bell to me with what Liberty did to Syracuse up there. While you're looking for that, there is one other game tomorrow night. UNLV at Fresno. You heard the Fresno highlight at the top of the show, beating UCLA. Fresno's had a great start to the season. They're now ranked.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
-38.21
Carver.
Okay, so that went over the number then. 38-21 would be over this 54.5. You might be playing that over, Joe, in Liberty and Syracuse. Might be playing that over. Go for the two, baby. Score the points. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We'll come back, get into a little Fresno UNLV tomorrow night, start getting into Saturday's games. A lot more to do right here at Sports Grid Radio. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, and we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Joe. So, I mean, we're talking about this weekend's games anyway, and this has some significance, especially when we talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes. News just coming down that C.J. Stroud will not play this weekend. He is only available on an emergency basis against Akron on Saturday night. Looks like the playing time will be there for backups Kyle McCord and Jack Miller. So the shoulder bothering C.J. Stroud, they say it's not serious, but they believe rest would go a long way. Now, look, Joe, they're playing Akron, so... My guess is that Kyle McCord and Jack Miller can take care of business against the Zips. I mean, in fact, they could probably just hand off to Anderson all day, and they could take care of the Zips right there. They're not even going to give up a point if they actually tried hard enough, even with their awful defense. But tell me how this changes some things for Ohio State.
Well, it changes in a big way in the sense of what is the identity, number one, and is there a deeper problem for C.J. Stroud moving forward through the course of the year, right? And they have some big games on deck. Obviously, that big game in October against Penn State. Where is Penn State at that particular time? They do face Michigan State a little bit later, and obviously Michigan. This comes from Buckeyes Wire on USA Today. It says, going into this game, we've asked C.J. to probably take the last couple of days off and rest that shoulder. Day said Kyle and Jack have done a good job, and so the plan right now is to probably, well, we'll see how it goes, but probably use CJ in somewhat of an emergency capacity on Saturday and play some of those other guys. So what is he really saying? I mean, supposedly, according to the beat writers, and you heard it there on USA Today, it's been a mysterious type of issue with Stroud. He threw for 484 against Oregon, but if you have to rely on both of those players, let's just say, right, when you get to Penn State or when you get to those critical games, if you're fighting for a Big Ten title, you really need a leader, number one, and you need an identity. So if let's just say C.J. Stroud isn't the guy moving forward, how does that change the odds? How does that change how we view these games later in October?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I wanted to look and see quickly if the line moved at all. Now, look, like I said, it's Akron. I see it moved down a point. It went from 49.5 to 48.5 in the last few minutes, Joe. So 1 point, that's what they say this is worth. Now, like I said, they're not playing big-time competition. It would mean a lot more if they were playing even any team, a Big Ten conference game, anything of significance. It probably would move the line a little bit more, but really just a point, because so everybody expects even the backups. So listen, if you're a backup at Ohio State, Joe, the assumption is that you're a five-star and you would start at pretty much you know, several other Power 5 schools, you'd probably be the starter. So these guys should be able to come in, and if Day wants to, put the hammer down on the Zips. Right?
I would think I mean, so. You know, I think they look to cover this game, obviously. I mean, actually, that might even be a benefit to taking Ohio State. The fact that Stroud isn't playing, the perception would be to pile on Tom Orth and Akron, who are absolutely horrible.
It would be nice for him to cover a game, Joe. I mean, the Buckeyes are 0-2-1 against the spread so far this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice to see him cover.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I have no love loss right now at this point. You know, the game they lost, I'm happy they did with Oregon. But you're right. I mean, but we talked about that too, right? The overreaction with Tulsa. All the money and the public perception would come in. It was back-to-back road games for the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Why was that number only 25 and a half? We talked about it on College Football Today. Now you doubled that. So now you went from 25 and a half to basically 48 and a half, and now your starting quarterback's out.
Right. There's two schools of thought, I think, for this game, Joe, especially when you're going to lay that kind of number. I mean, 48 and a half. Geez, I mean, we're talking seven touchdowns here. You know, you're laying seven touchdowns.
I think they're
going to
cover.
Well, like I said, there's one school of thought that, listen, I just said it. They're 0-2-1 against the spread. They have not looked great offensively, even with Stroud playing. You'd want to think that Day wants to see some kind of a dominant offensive. And also on the other side of the ball, their defense, Joe, has not looked good at all in any game. And that goes for Minnesota, Oregon, and even against Tulsa, where they gave up 21 points, whatever it was. And honestly, their defense just doesn't look the same. So this could also be a week where he wants to see the defense get something going, even against an extremely inferior opponent, and not give them anything. So, yes, there's a point where I could see them covering this, or they could go in the tank in the second half when they're up 30 points, Joe.
Right.
I mean, that's the risk that you run in these high-spread games where Ryan Day says, all right, you know what, I don't want to get anybody else hurt. We're going to run the football, and we're going to continue to play good D, and the final's going to be 38-0. You know,
right,
you're sitting
exactly
there holding 48.5. So it's always dicey to lay the huge number. Always.
I agree with you. It is dicey. Maybe you tease it. Maybe you tease this situation.
Yeah. Not that big a number. I can't do it. It's too much
you're
for
better
me.
Off. You know what you're better off doing? You're better off playing this game in game. If they come out flat with both quarterbacks, this line will drop to at least 30, right? If they come out, let's just say they 8 minutes in, there's no score. Somehow Akron gets 3 points, which it would shock me that Tom Orth and that offense get anything in terms of that. But you have to keep in mind that Akron, Columbus, these kids probably know each other, playing in high school. They want to show out, right? There's going to be that added incentive. Let's see if we could upset Ohio State. They're starting quarterbacks out. You might get a little juice out of Akron in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's possible. I try to stay away from 48.5. It's just not – it's not a game. There's so many other games on the board. It's
yeah,
not
I'm not
something
this
that,
is not – That, this that is not a Lisey special here.
Especially with how Ohio State has looked, Joe. It's just not something that – and now you're telling me Stroud's not playing. It's just, please, good luck to everybody who wants to lay the 48.5 or wants to take the 48.5 in that game. One more from Friday night. Fresno off of a huge win at UCLA. They played great against Oregon. They're 4-0 against the spread, 3-1 overall with the loss in Autzen. Laying 30.5 to UNLV, who absolutely stinks. I mean, they can't score points. They can't do anything. Does Fresno – and listen, I haven't seen anything about the quarterback yet, who basically, you know, was playing hero at the end of that – playing hero at the end of the UCLA game. I'm sure that he's going to be in there, and they probably don't have to play him the whole game either because they're going to be up so much on UNLV.
Yes. Remember Steven Seagal? In his movie, what was it, Alpha Justice? Or he's in the grocery store and the guy's got the baseball bat. Hey, hero, what's up, hero? You feel strong? He takes the bat, he breaks it over his face, the whole bit, right? Hey, hero. I love that. It's one of my favorite movies. Hayner was playing like a hero in the Rose Bowl. Here's the thing. You have a short week. You have a team in Fresno that's playing lights out. They knock off UCLA, right?
Right.
Short week, short preparation. Here comes UNLV into town. UNLV is lucky. Do they, like, are they going to have a football program in, like, another, like, year or so, the way they're going?
They might not, the way they're going.
I mean, it's amazing. It is amazing how Tony Sanchez, when he was hired there, was supposed to take that program to the promised land because he coached at Bishop Gorman. Now he's out a couple of years. I mean, they haven't stepped up at all. Nope. Under the new regime. Not at all. They got 3 points against Iowa State. I mean, Iowa State's good. They're not. We're talking Iowa State at home as a 32.5-point favorite, underdog. UNLV got 3 points. They got blown out 48-3. You ready for this? I'm taking the 30.5 in a primetime game.
Oh, Joe Lisi going for the 30 and a hook with UNLV. Wow. How about that? We'll be on opposite
short
sides.
Week. I think I'm there's an emotional it. Letdown, and the team overlooks UNLV. I'm not saying Fresno's going to lose, but because Hayner's a little bit banged up, I think the game plan's very vanilla. They know they can beat UNLV mano a mano. I think UNLV covers, but Fresno State wins.
Geez, Joe. Wow, look at you getting involved. Yeah, I like the Bulldogs here so far. UNLV just, I think that it could be 31-0 and they'll cover. Like, I cannot count on UNLV to score me any kind of points. Now, if you can guarantee me, Joe, they're going to score like 10 or 14 points, yeah, all right, you could probably get me in. But I just, they are so atrocious offensively that it's hard for me to back them. Let's start getting into Saturday. We'll save a bigger breakdown of Notre Dame Wisconsin for tomorrow since it's one of the bigger games of Saturday, but I do got to say, this thing's gone from 5.5 to 6.5. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't know what Wisconsin's done so far this year that garners them being 6.5-point favorites over Notre Dame.
Sounds like you're talking a little Notre Dame backer there.
Oh, I'm talking a little Notre Dame backer. I'm hoping that money line gets over plus 200, Joe, because we are back in the Irish on Saturday afternoon at Soldier Field with the pro-Irish crowd there in Chicago. We are going to make it happen against the Badgers, but we'll talk more about that game tomorrow. A couple other ones on the slate for you. You know, you cashed with Minnesota last week out in Colorado.
Big win. I was rowing the boat with PJ Fleck.
Big win, rowing the boat. When we come back, I want to know if you're going to row the boat again, this time, though, dropping 31.5 against the Falcons of Bowling Green. We've got that Boise State-Utah State game to talk about, and something very interesting with Missouri and Boston College. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204, College Football Full Circle. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Without Mo Ibrahim, I think they roll.
Another MAC team, Miami of Ohio, into Army to take on the Black Knights. -8.5 for them. These Army games have been interesting. Of course, they steamrolled UConn last week, but then UConn got a couple cheapies late to cover the enormous spread. Low total here, 48.5. Do you ever like laying more than a touchdown with Army? I feel like they're always better in a dog type of spot.
Yeah, I feel that way. I've been against Army in back-to-back weeks. I got a backdoor cover against Western Kentucky. That was the under-the-radar pick on College Football Today. I backed it up with UConn last week as the under-the-radar pick. I might as well go for broke. Why buck that trend? Right now, the trend is take the underdog. I'm taking Miami O with the points against Army in this ballgame.
Missouri and Boston College got a lot more interesting over the last couple of days, Joe. Did you see the your boy, the Missouri coach, Drinkwater. He was drinking water when I was watching this clip. So Drinkwitz basically said that he wished that they were playing a more regional game, more of like a rivalry game somewhere near Missouri, because it would be better for recruiting. To where Boston College coach Jeff Halpern then responded, yeah, I mean, if he wanted us to go out there, all he had to do was pick up the phone and I would have did it. We play anywhere. We don't care where we play. We went to Temple. We went to UMass. You know, so we've got a little bit of spice now between these two coaches, a rare, SEC-ACC game between Missouri and Boston College. -1.5, Missouri the road favorite. Of course, BC missing the quarterback. This game's got a little fun now. I always like when the coaches snipe at each other, Joe. That's good.
Yes, and it's going to look fantastic on the screen, right? In Chestnut Hill, I mean, that's the biggest thing for me. I don't like Drinkwitz's coach. I do like Halfley. They haven't stepped up in recent years, even without Halfley, against winning teams. That's the biggest thing. Now, this matchup, I'm playing this game out. It's such a short number. I lean to Missouri, because I'm always inclined to take the SEC team. But why is that only 2.5, you know?
Yeah, I'm even seeing 1.5s at some places. Some 1.5s up there, too.
Boston College still can't run the football. I'm going back and forth in my head. I don't like this game very much, but I'll lay it with Drinkwitz.
I'm always leaning to the SEC team in this. Now, I know Missouri, not your traditional SEC team, only been in the league for, a handful of years now.
I
don't like Boston College, Joe, especially in a spot like this.
Don't let Bluewood hear you. Don't let Blue, man Blue.
I don't like that they've lost the quarterback, and I don't know if I would have liked him in this game anyway. I just, it just doesn't feel like a good spot for me. I won't be anywhere near this game. 58.5 is the total. Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern off of an embarrassing performance in Durham against Duke.
Let me say it. I want to hear it.
They are dead to me, Northwestern Wildcats. I want absolutely nothing to do with this team.
You screw Carver once, that's it. You don't screw him again.
You never get back on the list, and that's twice this year they got me. They got me the opening game against Michigan State, and then they get me in of all places, Durham, losing to Duke. So I'm done with Northwestern. The Bobcats are getting 14.5 against them. Now, I can't back them either. They're awful. But I wish nothing but the worst for Northwestern going forward, Joe. Nothing but the worst.
I would lay it here. I would lay it. I don't love it. Nah, I don't love this game. But
can Northwestern score 14 points? I mean, honestly, they're laying 14.5. Can they even score 14 points?
Yeah,
they're so awful offensively. Awful, Joe. They're awful.
They have the same problems that they did a couple of years ago when they had one of the worst passing offenses in FBS, averaging 120 yards per game. Think of it that way, okay?
Yeah, they stink. So, all right, they're just bad. Tomorrow I'm going to get your Boise, Utah State, because I have a feeling we're going to be talking about that game, especially in the pick segment. Georgia at Vanderbilt. Once again, second week in a row, Georgia laying heavy wood to one of the other bad teams in the SEC. This time on the road, though, and it's 34.5. They did not cover the 30 or 31, depending on what you got, against South Carolina a week ago. Vandy, probably the worst team in the SEC, and now they get the Bulldogs at home. Could be bad.
Yeah, I can only lay it with Georgia. I cannot back Vanderbilt in this spot in any capacity.
No.
I got to look. I think Georgia has reeled off like 10 straight against Vandy. Might even be more.
Yeah. I mean, Vandy's awful. I can't. I mean, we know. We've been involved with Vandy the last couple weeks with Colorado State and with Stanford. But this is not a spot where I'm going to get anywhere near the Commodores. If anything, I might try to chase that over again like I did with the South Carolina game last week. Last week it was 47.5. Ended up getting the over. Because South Carolina contributed 13 points. I don't know if I can do that with Vandy again this week with 52.5. I don't know if they're going to score.
They've won. Yeah, that's right. Vandy back in 2016 got a one-point win. So Georgia's won five of the last six.
Big upset. Tough line. Very tough line.
They haven't played since 2019. They didn't play last year. They won that game a couple of years ago, 30-6. And okay. That was a no cover. That was a no cover. I actually was on that game. They were catching
that, 22. And where was that game? That game was in Georgia?
Nashville. No, Nashville.
Oh, it was in Nashville?
It was when Keyshawn Vaughn was there. And they had Kyle Shermer. And they had Keyshawn Vaughn and Pinckney. And they had all those offensive weapons. And it was a week one matchup. And Georgia was laying 22.5. And they kick a field goal with like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Up 21.
They say they don't know the spread.
Thanks, buddy. I lost by 1.5.
We'll do LSU and Mississippi State tomorrow. SMU and TCU, -9.5 for Gary Patterson and the Horned Frogs with the 11 a.m. local kick in Fort Worth. You're laying it here against SMU, huh?
Yes, I know Tanner Mordecai got the upset win over La Tech with the Hail Mary, but this is a game where TCU is going to eat. TCU, when they run the football, they eat. And this is a game where SMU's defense is atrocious. They're not going to be able to stop the running game. And Max Duggan, the physical offensive line. TCU, Patterson, I know we've had Sonny Dykes recent years. This has been a wild game. This is all TCU for me in this matchup.
Okay, yeah, of course, I'm on TCU just to win. We've got that win total from the beginning of the year. So far, they've looked very good to me. Coastal Carolina, again laying a fat number. And UMass is awful. Let's just say that. UMass just stinks. 36.5. I don't like big numbers like I was saying before, Joe. I think I like this one, though. I think I like 36.5 with the Chanticleers against the Minutemen.
How can't you? It's like almost betting Bryce Young in Alabama. You got like Nick Saban back there, right?
Who told you?
I told you about
getting
Buffalo
on Chadwell.
Last week.
Look at you getting on Chadwell. Come on, he's done a great job.
No. It's like they're sticking their chests out. We're undefeated. We're Coastal Carolina. Kiss the ring with Joe Moglia, right?
Wow, Joe's got a little something against Coastal Carolina here.
No, I love the field. I love them last year.
Love the field. What about the team?
I like the team. I like Grayson McCall. I like the physicality of the offensive defensive line. Chadwell's done a fantastic job. Joe Moglia built that program up. He's not even taking checks, remember? He's not. He's like he's the president of TD Ameritrade. He's on CNBC every night. At the end of the day, we play Buffalo. We beat them. No problem. Hey, you want my check, Ed? Hey, go out to Carmine's.
Listen, you know they're gonna whack UMass by 40. All right, you know it.
They do. We need them to whack UMass.
They will.
Well, listen, this is a game they're gonna get. This is a game they get right in. We know UMass is horrible.
No doubt. I would like this game. This line jumped out at me early in the week, Joe. Now Nick Starkel in San Jose State.
You and
are
these
in
games,
a
how they
very
jump out to you.
Because this is why. I get very nutty with travel and things like that. So San Jose State played in Hawaii late Saturday night. You got to go back to San Jose. Then now they got to go and play at Western Michigan on Saturday. Early kick. This is a tough spot. Now, San Jose State's a better football team than Western Michigan. Nick Starkel, better quarterback, all that. They're getting 2.5 from the Broncos. And I think a lot of people are going to immediately jump to San Jose State here because they're the defending Mountain West champions. They got Starkel. They played very well. That's a very strange line, Joe. And I think people should be weary of Western Michigan here on Saturday against them. It's a tough spot for the Spartans. Tough spot.
I don't like the game, but I like the over. Because to your point, if they're traveling, they come out flat. Western Michigan can move the football, very balanced offense. They could put up points. And that's a great stadium in Western Michigan. Great unis, too, by Western. Those all brown. Oh, got to love those. The Broncos? Love those.
Yeah. No, and the Broncos have they've shown up here over the past couple of weeks. They've shown that they can play.
I don't love it if I had to pick a side just based off the spread where we are. I would take the 2.5. I know the travel. I don't love the game. I like the over, though. 63.5.
Yeah, that's a big total. But Western Michigan doesn't play a lot of defense either. So there's a chance for a ton of points.
Nevins could have a huge day.
Nevins, yes. He a good running back for San Jose State. Could be in the mix there. Washington State blowed a 14-0 lead at home last week to USC. They end up getting blown out. This week, they have to go to Utah. They're catching 14.5 from the Utes. I mean, to be quite honest with you, Joe, like, I know Utah's better than Washington State, but Utah hasn't shown me enough this year where I can lay 14.5 points with them, especially offensively. Every game's been a rock fight. Every game's been low scoring. I can't lay over 2 touchdowns with Utah the way they've played so far this year.
No, I understand that. This game screwed me last year. Deloria screwed me, okay? This game, I got to look back. But this game was like I forget the spread. It was a huge number. And they jumped out to like a 20-point lead, Washington State. And they wound up losing and not covering to Utah. So they're dead to me based off of that last year. Max Borghi and the crew, very underrated running back, though. I would take the points. I would take the point.
I think that I would as well, Joe. I'm trying to make that game for you.
This isn't a game I'm lining up to take. You know, like, oh, I need to take this game. You know, I have to run to the window to bet Wash State and Nick Rolovich, who the kids want to probably knock him out at this point.
Kent State did not come through for you last week. This week they're getting 14.5 at Maryland.
They're going to get ripped.
Going to get ripped. A big total here, too. Fat number, 69.5. P-O-I-N-T-S, points at college.
Yeah, they're going to get ripped. They're not going to be able to stop the passing
game. That's it. Kent State's dead to Joe. He's finished with Kent State.
Last year, Utah 45, okay?
Yes, 28. Utah, 45-28.
Right. Did you see the first half? They were catching 11. They're catching 11.5 in this game. They're up 28-7 at the half. They get outscored 38-0 in the second half.
Oh, boy. College football full circle. Mike Garver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We come back and wrap it up on college football full circle right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. Wrapping it up today. Tomorrow, Joe, as always, we will have picks. We will break down the biggest games that are coming up on Saturday. Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Texas A&M and Arkansas. Oklahoma's got a tricky game with West Virginia. We have a bunch of games. We will dive into all of them. And that Boise State-Utah State game, Joe, that is an interesting game in the Mountain West we will talk about. I did want to let you know before we get out of here, there are still 15 teams in college football undefeated against the spread. Fresno State, Michigan State, South Carolina, Bowling Green, look out, they're getting a big number against Minnesota this week. Liberty, Michigan, Penn State, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Utah State, Western Kentucky, Florida Atlantic, Rutgers, Iowa, and UTSA, who's catching points against Memphis this week, Joe. I like UTSA this week.
Yeah, that's an interesting. The way Memphis won last week against Miss State, that is interesting to say the least. Iowa, that's another team, right? They shouldn't have covered last week. They should not have covered last week.
And Rutgers 3-0. I love them getting Rutgers, that 19. Getting the 19 at the Big House, Joe.
Let me ask you this. How great would it be if Rutgers walks into the Big House, pushes Jim Harbaugh to the limit, keep chopping, and comes out with a win?
Please. Oh, then I'll be at my 4. I'll push the win total when we 4 games in. Are you kidding me, Joe? Please let that happen. Michigan should not be laying 19 points against Rutgers. Rutgers has played them well the last few years in Big Ten play. They've played Michigan very well, home and road. So I think that that's an interesting spot. I think it's. I also saw. Did you send me this? That it's the first time Rutgers is playing for a 3:30 ABC game in like 6 years or 7 years or something like
no,
that.
No.
Get themselves on a big TV game. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Joe, tremendous job as always, my man. Enjoy Marshall and App State tonight. Should be a fun one. Me and Joe like a little in-game angle on that. All right, College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi. Thanks as always to Andrew Torres. We'll see you tomorrow right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.